Shemitah stuff. It's Parsha. Rav Arami. Tanan, Beged Shetzvoi Beklipe Arla Yidlak. He's mentioned that. Alma Chazus Amilsi. Ramini, Rabbi Yisdam, Shenivlo Abayis. Abayis Tame. Vami Lo, Abayis Tar. Neplika Bekalim. Have a mekara, a kelim rasul v'sayf. The grash v'yizdam matam ba'ayo v'chsuv akol nafsha ismeis layavai. V'dam hu anefesh v'kimlu rabbanon the revias dam chay. Minimum amount of blood that you need to live is revias. Amela revias dam is matam ba'ayo. Nivul b'karka bayis tamei kelim shul bayis. The bayis le makabel tuma. When I say Tameh, obviously it's not going in the house, because the house is Mechubah, it's not Mechabal Tameh. Karaki. Tameh means it can't live in the house. So it's a stira. There it says, depends whether the Kalim that were there when the Vizdam came in, or the Kalim that came after the Vizdam was already Nivla. The Kalim that have a Bibayi is Kayim Shinivla, Shahayisa Ben, Behehil, Habayis Alei, Val Kalim Benitmu. So as soon as the dam came in, before it was nivla, so the bayis was mahil on the tuma, on the blood, and on the kalim. So mele became tame. The b'sayif lachash nivla, then it's already bottle, and mele it's not tame. That's as far as the reish is concerned. Nivla b'ksus royin im miskabeses. Haksus, v'yaitz men reviyaz dam, t'meya, imlav, t'hoira. The grash, imis gabeses haksus, v'yaitz men reviyaz dam. Shevetchila, miblo boi, yoysim reviyaz. Mehichnes haksus lebayis, habayis tamay. V'yaitz men reviyaz dam, shem yitnu mayim b'mida, yimtsu reviyaz yoysir. So obviously, you're not about the measure of his dam. If you put in an amount of water and you squeeze it out, so the water is going to schlep the dam with it. If you have revias, you put in one revias. Now you have two revias. Obviously, there was revias dam that was in there. Vimlav tahira. I guess it's not going to come out. Well, without the water, you mean? It's not going to squeeze out the dam?
Yeah.
Apparently not. Apparently it's not going to come out.
It's talking about
yes, it will. The water, I said the water will bring it out. The water cleans things, right?
So you have more liquid than there is.
If you have a blood stain in your shirt, you take water, the blood's going to come out.
It colors the water.
Hello? It's not coloring water. It's the metzias of the blood that's coming out that's coloring the water. Oh, kitzer.
It's not
going to
make more liquid.
Yes, it will. Apparently it does. V'mlav tar, habayis, shloihel, al-revias, shekfar, chaser, v'avloi, b'ksus. K'val from v'ez. Avaksus, tamei, shetchilas, negia, v'revias, mitzumtzum, mitma. So when the blood, which even though it was just a revias, right? It was Matame Begit, Tanimias. Vimlav, if you're not going to be able to pull out a revias dam from the Begit, it's tar. Afagav the Chazus and the revias. Ika, Shadam, Shanisha Begit. Shayefshir, the Saichtai, Nirulonu, the Begit. Am Chuzamilsi. Alright, the blood is not evaporating, the blood is stuck. The beged, this is not coming out, is because the blood is stuck. But chazusa go chazusa milsa. If you see the blood, it means the blood exists. The blood exists, so you have revias. So either way, you can't squeeze it out. The blood should be matama. And the Gemara. I'm Rav Kana, Mekula Reviya is Shanu Kan, Bedam Tfusa Drabanan. Says Rashi, Mekula Reviya Shal Dam Kal, Kigoin Dam Tfusa, She'en Metam Boilam Drabanan. What is Dam Tfusa? Rashi's Horog Shiyetzimen Reviya is Dam, So the kids were not sure where the when the blood came out. Yeah, is it blood? In other words, blood that came out mechayev is not matama. First time the cut, it's not matama. So therefore, this dam tfusa is only rabbanon. So this whole thing is the rabbanon. So here we're makel that the only time it's going to be matama is you can actually squeeze out a revi'is dam from the beged. So even if Lui Yitzur will say normally chazusa milsa, the guy be the dam which is matama rabbanon. We're not going to say chazusa milsa. New sugya. Rava Rami. Now, this mistam has absolutely nothing to do with anything except the fact that it was Rava Rami. So you're lucky we're not going to get a, you know, five lot of Rava. Good thing Rava was only Rami two, Rava was only Rami two things. But Rava Rami. Fanan. Mimin Hatzayvin. Sviche. Satin, the Kaitse Yeshlaim Shvit, Udmeim Shvit. Yeshlaim beer, Udmeim beer. Al Yeshlaim Yeshlaim Shvit Shvit. What's going on? So you say Satin, Makutsa, Satin is karkum, some vegetation. Kaitse is something else. Lachi Naka Svichi, Vishvit is Laka Ella Svichi. In other words, these things that they grew by themselves. So Kitzer, these things, these things that grow, Yesh lahem u'meim shvi'is. Says Rashi, Shein oisim mehem schoira. What does it mean, Yesh lahem u'meim shvi'is? What din is shvi'is are we saying that are applied to them? Shein oisim mehem schoira. Chmanam relach l'alayim schoira. By Perish Shviz, it says La'achla. We dash La'achla, La'ila Hefsid, La'achla, La'ila Schaira. You can't do business with Perish Shviz. So these things, you can't use them, you can't sell them. It says Rashi, V'asla Tzfari Behem, Tehainu Schaira. Al-Mutar Mehen La'asikon, Kerim Ma'abir, Ma'andum La'achla. A few points in this Rashi. Rashi says, "Asla tzfayi ben nahin uschayra." It's a little difficult. Why is he's being tzoveya? These things are dyes. It's all sugya. Yeah, minat tzayvin. These are things that are used for dyes. Plants that are used for dyeing. And so Rashi says the problem of shviyas uschayra. Therefore, you're not allowed to dye, use them for dye, if they're grown shvi'is. Question is, why is that schayra?
You go up in value, so if you ever wanted to sell it, it'd be worth
more. Again, it's not schayra. You're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it to sell.
But it could be.
But everything could be.
Not if you eat it.
Okay, eat it, then you're not going to sell it. But why is it called schayra? I'm saying that that's in dyeing is called schayra.
That automatically makes you go up in value.
Again. Why is that schayr? It's not schayr. So, some explain. So, b'shem terizrayim, I think that's what it was, that, because the problem with schayr is, I think, if I remember correctly, I think it's the Rashi, so maybe Rashi in Sukkah. The problem with schayr is that it's been used for the long term. Now, shvi'is has to be used for the now. Right. The problem with schayr is not schayr per se. The problem is that, you know, it's for the long term. You're keeping it for the long term. You're selling it the money. You use the money. You know, it's not something that it's not you're using it up right now. That's the problem with schayr. So meila, if you use the dye beged, the same problem. The hainu that the dye beged is for long term. You know, in the beged.
So Mela,
that's called what?
What is the issue with long term?
That Lachwa, the Leil Schayer, is saying that the idea of Perish Shviz is it's to be used now.
So what if you use it now and then throw out the beged?
Okay, but that's not a normal case. Normally, you dye a beged. You dye a beged. It's a beged you can keep. Fine. That's a pshat.
But why? What's the sibah?
What's the philosophy?
Yeah, yeah.
Skorim Yisraelim. Tov. No, no. Al mutarin heim lasikon koyd nizman abir. It's also difficult, Rashi. Rashi says you'll have to use it for firewood. Problem is, the Gemara says later, they can't use something that has Kedusha Shvius, you can't use firewood.
I was just explaining, if you use it for firewood now, it's fine. If you use it for firewood later, it's not fine.
But the Gemara says you can't, you need that Hanason Ubiuron Shavim. Meaning, it has to be that you're getting the Hanah right away. Firewood, you're not getting the Hanah until after it's burnt. Heat comes after it's burnt. More sense. Problem bad, Sam, with using perishable firewood. So, again, someone says, in Sarah's Rayim, that's talking about something that you, bad Sam, could eat. So you can't use the firewood. But if here, anyway, you can't eat it, right? It's not edible. So Melo, but here we say, you could use a firewood, time to do the because that's going to at least get rid of it now. We said before, get scarred, the problem is not, it's for the long term. You need to do something that's going to get rid of it now. If you have a choice to eat, you have to eat it. Something you can't eat, then you can even use firewood. So anyway, the point is, there's two points in this Rashi which are interesting. One is that Rashi calls dyeing it schaira. The second point that Rashi is matir by dyes, you allow to use them for firewood. But the two chedushim in this Rashi. Bekitzer, that was yesh lohem ul demeihem shvius. The mission goes on to say, Yesh lem beer. The main beer. Shemagi is man a beer. Chai levaran. Kedichsil, lehemdecha lechaya. Kol lechaya min asada. Kol lehemdecha shabbayischa. So if at some point, when the perish shvias are, the stock in the field are depleted, so then, you have to Levaron. What does that mean, Levaron? It's also not so clear. Actually, I just learned in Ramban today, this week's parasha, Ramban has a whole discussion about what does it mean, what is a chiyuv beer. Ramban says chiyuv beer just means you have to be mafker it. Because after this man beer, it doesn't come usher, you have to be mafker it. As Ramban says. It means I think the Rambam says that no, takam comes usher. Kitzer. Rashi says chay Levaron. Not clear what does Chayel Vara mean. You have to destroy it, means you have to just get out of your house. Chayel Rambam and the Ramban. So I don't know where Rashi weighs in on this. Ani Sviche Eitz Ba'alma Ninu. Alma Eitz Miesh Ba'am Shum Kdusha Shvius. Ramini Ale Konim Ve'ale Gafanim. You have leaves. From reeds and leaves from the fanim, from vines, shagivim von, bechaba opnesada. Rashi says, lasis mehem machbo oitzil moisachayrif. You're saving your stuff for the winter, you're putting it away for the winter. Lokdon lachila, yesh lam shem kdusha shvias. Laitzim, emem kdusha shvias. I guess these leaves are edible. So, Emma Chukushvi is Vihana Mehem, Af Lachan Mana Beer. Oh, here you see Rashi holds that Lachan Mana Beer, it's Asa Bana. Right? Here Rashi says that there's no problem Lachan Mana Beer because no Kushvi is, but this Kushvi is Asa Bana, not like the Ramban I just mentioned before. So it's a steer of a kitzer. Here it says, Leitzim Emma Chukushvi is. And before it says that these dyes, the Satim and the Kaitza
we say it has Kedusha Shvius, even though it's Batz and wood. All this is wood. Mishani, let's steer it. Makrala Achla. B'misha Nasa Biura is Shavin. Yotsu Eitzin, Shanasan Acha Biura. Rashi, Shanasa Biura Shavin. Dove Shabashas Hanasai, Kolam and Oilam. Yotsu Eitzin. Shalacher Biuran, Shanasim Gacholim. Who the have Eker Nasan? Avo Mine Tzvayim. B'shas resichas hayayra, kola shayrish, b'koyle ratzeva. Nimtz ha'nozim yur and shava. Over there, the same second that it's dying, the same second that it's becoming. You know, there's no two steps over here. So me'ela, it's ha'nozim yur and kechad. It's becoming, goes into the beged. So when it becomes, you know, the die is finished, it goes right into the baguette, so therefore it's called Shavu Kechad. So therefore, dies are subject to Dil Vashvita, and Mashenke will eat him, eats him Lasaka not. Rashi says, because Lacha Biurim becomes cold, and that's when you nana from it. You nana from it afterwards when it's already cold. Hilkoch, the Gemara, Ve'ikka eats in the Mashchan, that Nosam Biurin Shavin, Rashi Shemirin, Kinera, Vuka, Ve'noisam Biyadai, Ve'nosam Biurin Shavin, Techel, and the Shvius. Now, if you have a torch, a certain wood, I guess, is good, you can light it and use it as a torch. It burns slowly, Chesus, I don't know what. So, Melor, those, the light, and it being destroyed by the fire happens simultaneously. So therefore, those should have Kedusha Shvius. And the Gemara says, "Eitz Masaki Memahei Maimdim." The Grashi, V'loy Leheir Hilkoch Eitz Ninu Umeikar Lechal Laiu Shvius. Havel Svichei Satim Staman Letzvia. Hilko chalai kedusha, basiri lachra bir, af lahasik, because it's chal kedusha shvius. It's lachra bir, it's real semana. Ali kon mugafanim, yeh shaychlan oisam, yeh shmasikan oisam. Hilko bas machshava, machshavas, mitalsan azlina. So therefore, so we say it's time eitz masaka. There's a discussion over here. Are we saying that therefore even when we did it l'mashchan, it's not going to have to do shvius because everything, since normal wood is for asaka, for firewood. So maybe even if you have a wood you're using for a torch, whether it's bottle or means that stam eitzim is for asaka. But Enechnami, if he took it for a torch, it would have to be Shvius. He brings a raya. Oh no, right. So he wants to say that. No, the other pshat doesn't say that. That stam eats in the mashchan is lasaka. Meaning, even that type of wood that could be used for a torch is usually for asaka, and therefore it's not getting Kedusha Shvius. It's not that firewood is used for fire, most wood is firewood, and if even the type of wood that's used for a torch is bottle. That you don't say. Things are right, because Gemara says in Sukkah that a lulav has Kedusha Shvius. Why? Because what do you use a lulav for? As a broom. And therefore, it's the biuran and anas and the shava. As you're sweeping with it, It gets ruined, right? It gets, you know, pieces fall off as you're sweeping. That's cool. So even though we don't, I lulav is eight. Elamai, we see that we don't say that all eitzim are tuffel to firewood, and we say each eight is by itself. We have to say, and the Gemara's answer is that
even Eitzim Mashchan, that type of wood that's normally used for torches, still most of that wood is also used for firewood. So that's why within that family it's Batal. Amar Rav Kana. Veitzim Asaka, I'm not going to finish up. Veitzim Asaka Tanoihi. Tisanya, Ein Mois and Perishvias. Loyal Mishra of Loyal Lichbusa. Okay? You can use Perishvias. For what? No, he's right. Ikhom Adam Aslam Eitz Masaka. Nitno. Loyal Chaylishvias, Afilo Eitz in the Mashchan. Ikhom Adam Aslay. The Eitz in the Mashchan, Mia Chayla. The Machoik is whether we say this far as Tam Eitz Masaka, is that going to affect Eitz in the Mashchan? Actually, this Rashi is mashma, not like Taisha. This Rashi is mashma, we say it's not made to Masaka, then Eitzim L'Mashchan, for Eitzim L'Mashchan is included because Eitzim L'Mashchan is bottled to the Eitzim Masaka, I think. Anyway, what's going on? What's the machlag? Emayz per shviz lo mishra lo kvusa. Rabbi Yisrael Emayz per shviz lo secha mishra lo secha kvusa. What does it mean secha mishra? Ein shayim pishtan. Biyayin shal shviz. V'chein ein mechapsim megadim tav eschayra. Again, Hashem calls that eschayra. So what's going on here? So Tanakhama says we can't use per shviz. For soaking pishtan b'yayin. I don't know why you're soaking pishtan in yayin. Maybe it softens it up. We can't use it to wash clothing. Says Rashi, that's all called schayra. Again, probably because it's long term. Maybe I don't know. You could use it. You could use perishvias for these things. My time there, Rabbana. Amakra la'achla la'mishra la'achla la'chmusa. We said lachla. You can. That excludes washing. Excludes soaking megadim, soaking pishtan. Rabbi Yosi Omer, no. I'm a kolachem l'chalter chaychem. So we have on one hand it says lachla. Rabbi Yosi, that's the chum focus on. Rabbi Yosi said no. It says lachem. In fact, Gemara of Rabban and I'm exiv lachem. Lachem doomed lachla. B'mish and nasan b'yur and shavin. We need. That you're right, lechem and lecholter chaychem. It has to be dum yadu achla, where the na and the biuron is shavim. We said before yatz mishu kvusa shanasim acha biuron. Because when they have a na, Rashi hanashi b'shash shul kol min oilam at yochel honis meperish shvius kaid muzana biur yatz mishu kibusa shemisha shematilin pishta mebeger biyayin niskalkol. V'nevar v'anos ein ela at shloisha yomim medalid at she pishin shari v'chein beged. In other words, right away the wine is room. Yeah, elmai sits there a couple of days, so it does what it has to do. Same thing with soaking the dirty clothing. In the meantime, the stuff they're using is ruined. It's kala, and then anos the first later. V'ayin tenoy yabonin sabi stam peris lachila. V'chayla layu lusha shviyit k'gmar leil. Hold up, shenasa b'yor shave like fruit. Normally, the way you eat fruit, then all the b'yor is together. Hilkach, I feel locked on l'mishra u'l'kvisa. Lo'y mahani machshav lafkuei yisur on l'mehev akali konim shlokin l'eitzim. The mishra, d'hosem stamai l'hachi. L'hachi. Konei konim, ali konim. There, what's the din? It could go either way. So it's totally what you did it for. Shengi Peres, Snuk Rashi, Stamal Achila, Mishas Yetzirasan Chayel Knushasan. There's no leeway over here. You can't decide whether it's going to have Knushvias or not. Zulamani Machshav Lavkoi, because Reichal, Lasur Lamishro Kvisa, Deinen. Bekdusha shvius el hana adayim lachila. So that's the chomim. We got the eitzim nami. Stam eitzim lasakan nitnu. V'loy chayla filo eitzim demashchan. Rabbi Yosi Sabar. So that's Gemara's tzushtel. Yeah? That just like we say that stam peiris is for achila and if it's chalklus shvias, so therefore even if you want to, you like the peiris for specifically for mishra. So don't say that it's not chal shvias because these are washing fruit, yeah, soaking fruit because it's fruit. So too, same thing by eitzim, yeah. Therefore, carrot, we say stam eitzim is la soka. Therefore, it's not chal shvius. Even by eitzim the mashchan, because eitzim are la soka. So betzim eitzim is not chal kedusha shvius. So it's the opposite, right? By pears, we say for carrot the stam is chal kedusha shvius. So if it doesn't help you machshav, you might see it. By eitzim, we say punk for carrot. No, because you go bust the stomach. Stoma is for a soka, so it's not chal kedusha shvius, and therefore, even lemashchan is not chal. If you ask holds no, what means stam peiris lachila nitnu? Who mahani behu machshava kali kana megafanet ech liknu lemishra avdavash nasa nachem biuray lechala shvius, and the same thing by the eitzim lemashchan. Meaning, if Rabbi Yossi holds, we don't say that it's chal already. What do we say? It's up to you. Something that has could go either way, even though the stum is one way, we say no, it's totally new. So that goes both ways. So then by peiris, it's mutter. Yeah, it's no kedush shvius. And by eitzim l'mashchan, fakir, there is kedush shvius. V'inam yaksiv.
What's
melugma? So melugma is some type of medicine, I think, which is not negated to everybody. So that were mayit, according to Biasi. Again, Biasi says lachem l'chol tzarcheichem. And therefore, you could use it for mishra. But why it says lechem? I says lachla lelugma. Ayin el lachla lekvusa. How do you know what lachla is going to be mayit? Shuaim lechem arei kvusa amar. So we have a stira. Mani mekayim lachla lachla lelugma. So obvious question, am I right? So again, we have two pesukim. One says lachla lelugma. One says lechem. Even washing. So how do you know which way to go? One's a Maya, one's Marba. How do you know which way to go? Marba is the Rabbis Kavusa, Loitz is a Mlugma. Marba is a Kavusa, Shishav L'Chaladam. Therefore we say, the Torah is Marba, they could do it for that. And then it's not going to be Chalak Nusha Shvias. Maitzin El Grashi says, Maitzin is a Mlugma, Shain Shav L'Chaladam. Therefore we say, the Torah is Mamayit. You can't use that for Pair Shvias. And Shav L'Chaladam, and it's Shich El L'Chaladam. It's a certain type of medicine. Only sick people need it. Command Ozla Hadisan, Yelachla Lugma, Lachla Zilof, Lachla Lassus Mena Apictazin. Command Kabyasi, the Rabban, Nikanam Mishra of the Kvusa, you can't do. Kunabyasi, Mishra of Kvusa, you could do. But Mlugma, and all these things, Zal is the Grash, Shem Zal for Yayim and Bayas, Vainami and Shavach Lodam, Shem Zorch Zilof Elodam Umudin. Only the guy. I don't know why everyone's spitzing wine around the house, but whatever it is, only Finnegan people do that. Mela, I picked this also is to throw up. This is a very specific clientele that needs this. Mela, we're made it. But if you're a banan, we're even made Mishra and Kvusa.